Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 45th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 29, we're again I think this is about the 43rd or 44th week we've been in the book of Genesis, and I thought I could do this in a year, but you can tell it's not going to happen in a year to get through the book of Genesis. It took 2 years to get through the book of Revelation, and by the way, we have some new people. Praise God for new people. Bobby Joe is going to be baptized next Sunday, one of the ladies. Hopefully we baptize about six. Anyway, some of these new people said, I wasn't here when you did the book of Revelation. And I met some people yesterday. I won't go into details, but downtown Winter Haven, they used to go to First Missionary in Auburndale. They moved to Lake Wells, and they knew about us. Anyway, we got talking, and she said, Preacher, when you start the book of Revelation, she said, I'm coming back. I'm going to come over here. So that gave me a little bit of incentive, you know. I love that book anyway. So we'll transition back. I think we will. I'm praying about it. But people are asking to go back to the book of the Revelation, and maybe it won't take 2 years again. But let me tell you, don't think it, because we go back over it, well, I've heard this before. I'm telling you, every time, as preachers will tell you this over, there's something always fresh and new and exciting. So don't think, oh, here it goes again. Well, just hang on to your hat, man. And said, who could ever say the Bible's boring? That surely cannot be said here in Genesis chapter number 29. The next three chapters in Genesis 29, 30, and 31, it talks about, it records Jacob's 20 years when he was in Laban's home. Remember, we looked at this a week or two ago, when Jacob's mama, Rebecca. Is that right? Yeah, Rebecca. Esau was after Jacob, and she told Jacob, you need to get out of here, but I'll see you in a few days. Remember, I highlighted that. Just be a few days, Jacob. Well, it wound up to be 20 years. And we'll look at this in just a minute about how time flew by and all. But 20 years, when Jacob left, he never again saw Isaac or Rebecca. They died while he was at there in Laban and also, Jay, if you have on a timeline, when Jacob left his house in Canaan, so to speak, where Isaac and Rebekah was, he was 75 years of age. We think of him as a young boy, but he was 75 years of age and still ain't married, okay? And so that's why he went. Remember, you're going to find you a wife in Haran. That's where my family, remember Rebekah said, you go back to our place and find you a good wife there, because remember Esau married in the pagans and it upset Rebekah. I won't get into all that, but he was 75 when he went to Haran. He was 95 when he came back, 20 years with Laban. So he's 95 years of age when he comes back home. And of course his mom and dad are gone. But remember though, in times of, we call back then, in the normal transition of aging, at 75, he was middle-aged. It ain't like he was an old man, because he died at 147. So he was almost at the half of his life, middle-aged adult. So I want you to have this in your mind when we're reading through this. He wasn't a young teenager. He wasn't even in his 20s and 30s. You know, he was 75 years of age, but yet he was still thinking. You know, people had longevity of life back then. You know, we live be average 72, they say, of years of age. He lived 147. So he's middle-aged, basically, when he went. And he was leaving home for the first time looking for a wife. And then we begin in verse number 1, chapter 29. Then Jacob went on his journey. And I don't go any farther. I just want to give a plug here. Jacob went on his journey. Remember where Jacob left? We looked at this last week. He had that dream about the angels descending, and we looked at that ladder, and that ladder was Jesus Christ. Okay, but anyway, he was in a place that he named Bethel. Now, the Bible does not say how long he stayed in Bethel, but probably he spent a short time there. Because we leave him in Bethel, and all of a sudden, in verse number one, he went on his journey. Now, how long he stayed in Bethel, the Bible does not say, but I have a feeling he stayed there a little bit because he met God there. It was a special place for Jacob there. You know, God had appeared to him there, and he spoke to God. And so he probably spent just a short amount of time there in Bethel. He just didn't build an altar and call this place Bethel and just moved on to Haran. I think he spent some special time. And then, verse number one, he went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked and beheld a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks, and a great stone was upon the well's mouth. Now, think with me. He's heading, this is over a 500-mile journey from when he left his home. He'd never left home before, by the way. There in Canaan, in that land, it was 500 miles to Haran. And remember, he didn't have cars. They didn't have buses and motorcycles. He had to, on foot or camels or something. He is a long journey. Another thing they didn't have is road signs. In other words, this way to Haran. They didn't have Google Map, you know, or whatever. And so you get the picture. He finally gets close. He knows he's getting close. And he comes to this well that God providentially brings him to. Now, I want you to get the picture. God brought him there. He didn't have a sign. He didn't have road signs. But it just so happens he comes to this place. Listen, nothing ever just so happens in God's people's lives. God brought him there. And then he shows up at this well, and here's these guys. And we probably won't read all this because of time. And here's these guys laying around the well. And said, well, look at me in verse number four. He said, where are we? And they said, hey, where are you from? He said, we're from Haran. And I can just imagine, man, it's been a long journey, and I'm so close I could taste it. You know, there's Haran, just somewhere out there, and he's at this well. And verse number five, and he said unto them, what, do you know Laban? He's my uncle, the son of Nahor. And they said, yeah, we know him. I just love this thought. Before we go any farther, he's at this well, and so you'll get the picture. They're by this well, and this well was not a flowing well. We see there was a great stone over this well, and it was a place of storage of water, like a cistern or something. And yet they would place a great stone over it, and this great stone, the Bible tells us, is very, very, very heavy, which is going to come in the picture here in the next couple of verses. And these were young shepherd boys, and possibly was maybe some shepherd girls they had. Girls, and we're going to see Rachel bringing a flock of sheep in just a minute. But the point is, there's three people there when Jacob showed up, and the stone is over the well. They'd already watered their sheep, and they're just kind of laying there, kind of relaxing like typical teenage boy being lazy, you know, and kind of just spending the time away. And in verse number five, it says, do you know about Laban? Oh, man, not only know him, look in verse number six. Well, he said, is he well? Oh, he's well. And not only that, I love this. Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. Again, you're talking about perfect timing. Only God could do this. He's looking for a wife. And remember, his mama said, I want you to go. And it's over a 500-mile journey. And he just happens upon this spot. And just happened to be at that same moment he's at that well. Here comes Rachel. Again, don't tell me nothing happens to God's people by chance. God has a perfect plan for us, and we see this plan working out for Jacob.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And join us this Sunday evening, 6 p.m., February 21st, for the Dixie Echoes Live in Concert at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You don't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.